This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I'm very excited. The time has finally arrived. It is all about behind the music, I mean the voice. And today we're talking to Ekayamba Mbizongo Ntokozoni, Thina Simbizongo K.O. He has my two favorite things, cash and time. Mr. Cash Time, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Vuma 103 Drive.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are fabulous. Yo, yo. How are you?
I am amazing, except for this one little thing that I just heard that I saw in the news that disturbed my spirit a little bit, but we okay.
What did you see?
I don't know if you guys know Connie Ferguson's husband.
Oh, yes, Sushona.
Tragic.
It really, really is. It really, really is. Yeah, I know.
Rest in peace.
I think it's just a reminder for us once again, Uguti, life is short and you just need to do all the things you need to do and love all the people. Because that's the one thing we can't take away from him. The man loved his family.
Absolutely. And I think he lived it to the fullest. He was a great husband. But I didn't want to start the interview off on a sad note, but I just wanted to pay my respects.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I like your sensitive side. I'm glad. I appreciate a sensitive man. Now, I'm not going to say welcome back because you didn't go anywhere, all right? But it's so, so awesome that you dropped the single and everybody is loving it. Now, some fans think that this is the best music that you've ever put out, that it surpasses Skanda Republic. Do you agree with that? And what do you think attributes to that?
I mean, I can't take anything away from their opinion. And, you know, as an artist, you always want to evolve and improve and be better than you were yesterday.
Yes.
So, and I think maybe now it's easy to make that type of sentiment because the very person that I made this current record with is the same guy that I made my entire Skanda Republic with. So I guess we are improving together. So it's only right, maybe, you know, for, you know, some people to feel that way. And I think it's a good thing because it means we are not dwelling on the past and trying to recreate what we made, but we're actually improving jointly in the creative process. So that's a great compliment. I'll take that.
And who is this person that you keep collaborating? Sorry, I just forgot his name. Like, let's skip my mind.
Oh, sorry. Lunatic.
Yes, so, Lunatic. Yes.
Yes.
What is it about the two of you? Because you know, there are just certain people that when they work together, they bring out the best in each other. What would you say about your relationship, the formula that makes this work? Because if it ain't broke, okay?
Absolutely. I just think maybe so when the whole subgenre Skanda was discovered, so to speak, it was myself and him in the room. You know, when I told him the type of sound that I wanted, and he was the only person that was able to translate what was in my brain and, you know, and put it into, you know, into music form. And that's why the album came out the way that it did, that first album from Karakara and everything else. So after that, unfortunately, you know, we ended up going, you know, exploring different ventures away from one another, because he was also now, I think he was working with the guy that Ambitious, and our relationship wasn't at, you know, as good as it was initially. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, because of that, you know, I had to grow in my own way. He was growing in his own way, but as life would have it, here we are reconnecting, working on this beautiful, beautiful upcoming album, and it started off with this record, K-Hova, and I think he just understands what he needs to bring to the table. He's worked with other people, and I don't want to be biased or anything, but, you know, when people are rapping over his beats, they can't really, you know, execute the way that I probably would, because
yes,
when he makes music, he probably makes it with me in mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And also, when I rap with his signature touch in mind. So on other songs, maybe I might not translate the same, but once the two of us come together, it's almost like Batman and Robin.
Now, when we started off the show, I mean, sorry, the interview, you spoke about Ushona. Obviously, there's a whole lot of stuff that's happening in the country right now. I know this is the kind of question girls ask on dates, but I'm going to ask you now. Have you been vaccinated?
Absolutely.
Why did you
play no games?
Why did you choose to do that?
So I'm someone who actually has been pro-vaccines, and I'm not a scientist or anything like that. I don't know any better. You know, I'm just a realist, you know, and I had a hard experience with COVID last year. I literally almost died.
Wow.
And I was, I caught it in the first wave. Funny enough, when AKA was going through it, I had it at the same time. So like we were just like, I was like dealing with it, you know, in the hardest way. And thank God, you know, I came out on the other side of it. So because of that, I've never been so scared in my life. I mean, I've had people put guns to my head or whatever. I've never been this scared in my entire life. So I think it was one of the motivating things, you know, that harsh lesson.
Yeah.
And when I was speaking about it early or late last year that I actually am pro-vaccine, some people looked at me funny and because of the conspiracies, yeah, you can't make a vaccine within a year and all those kind of things. And I understand all that, you know, but my parents got vaccinated, obviously, before me, and they're alive and well. They even got, you know, both jabs.
Wow.
They're doing better than ever. So when the time came, I actually went, I made sure that I get the jab myself.
Now, I need to get a bit deep with you. You said that when you had it, you almost died. Now, when you were laying there thinking, this could be it for me, what were the things that you wished that you could fix if it was lights out? And what were the things that you were really, really proud of?
So another thing that actually was happening concurrently while I was like struggling,
mm-hmm.
They announced the Summers, the nominees, that very same week while I was literally like about to die. And I'm sitting there. And I'm just thinking, wow. So, I mean, I've seen it happen in our culture, especially overseas, where when someone dies and suddenly now everyone is celebrating them and all those kind of things, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, no ways. And I was one of the people that had the most nominations.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow. So if I die, they're probably going to give me all these awards.
Lalela, you are taking everything.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, hell no. I didn't feel that while I was still alive, so I'm going to stick around for it. I'd rather not get all those awards, but be alive and continue my journey because there's so many things that I still want to execute in my life. I mean, I don't have a child, unfortunately, you know. And, I mean, when the time comes,
I have eggs.
Well, let's offline that conversation, please. So I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking about all these things and, you know, I'm thinking about my family. Both my parents, you know, I have to be now, you know how it plays out in black culture.
Yeah.
A lot of times, once you become a man and, you know, you are able to bring something, you know, to the table, when your parents eventually retire, they end up becoming your kids.
Yes.
You know, so that's literally how my life is. I had to take care of my parents, and I was just thinking, wow, so if I die now, what's going to happen to these guys? So all these scary thoughts were happening in my mind, were playing out in my mind, but I don't want to dwell too much on that. But, yeah, I mean, we made it out, and here we are, and continuing our journey.
Cap D, me in a bell. Bring your single KO with Vuma 103 Drive. KO over. Yeah.
I'm cool.
Ne, come on, I'm fishery. Sing a little.
I'll balalal something.
So, Anje?
Yeah, I know.
Why not? You got eggs and we can negotiate for me.
The new tier guest. Yeah. Where now, my E?
Coming back with...
And right now it is Behind the Voice, and we are speaking to Mr. Cash Time himself, OKO. Now, you told me all the things that worried you while you thought that you might pass. What were you proud of?
I guess I was just proud of the fact that, you know, I've managed to get this far as a man and as an entrepreneur. I've managed to share my blessings with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever KO is winning, I make sure that I share my wins with other people. When things are going well in my life, I always try to almost like use my platform to open doors for other people. People saw me, you know, with the Cash Time thing, even though maybe it might have played out the way that it did. But, you know, there were people that people didn't really quite know before, you know, I opened the door for them at that time. And even, you know, to this day, looking back with this kind of world, I'm doing the same thing. You know, I've always been someone who, because I think it's something that I learned from my family. You know, there was always someone at my, and I have three brothers, but at any given time, there would be like some extended family member that was living with us, sort of like a distant cousin.
Yeah.
You know, with my parents, you know, took them in and just sharing what little that they had. So I always try to apply that. I reciprocated the same thing when we were chair guests. The guys took me in. My E and Dukes, because they're brothers and stuff. You know, I was partially living at their house. So these are things that I always try to give back, you know, to other people as well, just those learnings.
You know, it's so weird that you said that, because it was actually my next question, because it doesn't matter what people say about you, the negative things that people say about KO, but the one thing that they can't take away from you is that you are always there grooming up-and-coming artists. You're always there to lend a helping hand. But abantu abantu, you know, KO, they'll hurt you, they'll desert you. See what I did there? See what I did there? Did you see what I did there? Did you see what I did there? Yes. So how do you handle that? How do you go to somebody, I will help you, even though you've been hurt and betrayed in the past?
I think one thing that I've learned to apply, it's almost like when you're in your relationship, if you go back and be with the very person that broke your heart, then you are damn right stupid, you know?
Mm.
But you can't go into the next relationship expecting the same results, you know?
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you take your time and try to learn the new person before jumping into anything, and hopefully take the plunge, and, you know, just with the hopes that they are going to treat you better in your last situation. So that's where I am right now, and I'm proud of the gentleman that I have around me. I'm actually looking for a female vocalist as well, just, you know, to expand the family and all those kind of things. So I don't go into anything with the negative, you know, preconceived ideas from my previous experiences.
Okay, I like that. Now, you got to tell me, why K-Hover? Why did you decide to use K-Hover? Because you know immediately people are going to think, J-Hover?
Yeah, but...
So, did you do that purposely?
Yeah, it was purposely. So, the thing about it is this, this is my 15th year in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came in 2006 with Chair Gas, and I've always kept my finger on the pulse of the culture and making sure that, you know, whatever happens, whether I'm down or high, you know, but my name still rings bells in the culture. And I think that is something that a guy like Jay-Z has executed, you know, really well. So he's someone that I do, you know, personally look up to, not only what he's done within, you know, hip-hop culture, but just also his business acumen and, you know, how he's transitioned from just a rapper to a mogul. You know, these are things that also as a man I aspire to, and even just how meticulous I am with my own craft and try and make sure that whenever people hear my voice on a song, whether I'm with someone else or it's my record, like, but everything just needs to stop and be like, oh, here's this guy. I wonder what he's going to say on this song, you know? So I always try to share the same energy and same approach in my output, in my craft, and also you know, with the idea of opening doors for other people, something that he's done well as well. So these are things that I just organically resonate with in his journey, and I take them and I apply them in my own way.
Now, yes, because Jay-Z is like my favorite of all. Nas recently revealed that Jay-Z said that he was a better rapper than Biggie and that Tupac and DMX were not lyricists. Your thoughts on that?
I can't really put too much on it. I mean, one thing I can tell you, though, so Tupac, to me, yes, it might have not been, you know, the most incredible lyricist or wordsmith, but one thing that you can't take away from that guy is the fact that he touched more people than Biggie, for instance, right? And I'm just talking about on a humane level, you know, just hearing his voice and just how he shook the world. You know, that is something that is bigger than how good anyone can rap. You know, there are people that rap better than Tupac even to this day, the Eminems of this world, but they can't compare themselves to Tupac. They also idolize Tupac because of just his presence, his stature was just like too amazing. So to me, Tupac is actually my great, you know. And
really, I'm going to have to respectively disagree. I'm sorry. For me, it's Nas, it's Jay-Z, it's Big.
I'm not talking about who raps better than who.
Okay.
Jay-Z raps better than all those guys.
Yes, true.
Right there, off the bat. Yeah. Right? But if we are talking about impact, where people actually, you know, put tattoos of Tupac.
Yes, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Come on now.
No. I'll give that to you.
Bigger than rap.
I'll give it to you. Absolutely. I will give that to you. So I'd like to take this opportunity to let you just tell us anything that you want to tell us about, anything that's dropping, performances, anything that we should look out for from you.
People know that I have kind of world, the record label. I have artists, you know, the likes of Roy, Loki, DJ Mr. X, who has a great song right now called Asambi featuring myself and Kespa Nyovis. And outside of the record label, I have my own clothing brand called Kind of World. It's currently available in selected outlets at Studio 88. Mm. And people can also, you know, purchase it online. It's kindofworld.com. And, anything beyond that, I'm working on my next album. I have a new single that's coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Do you have a title for that single?
Not yet.
Okay.
Everything will be revealed in due course. I'm just excited that, yet again, you know, we are about to surpass the third wave of this pandemic. Yes, we've lost, you know, a whole lot of people.
Yes.
This is tragic, but I just want to educate some people out there. I mean, I know there are so many social media scientists and doctors and all these and all these conspiracies that are out there, but protect yourself, you know, and if you need to, and I'm not forcing you, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but if you need to protect yourself and protect your body and your immune system, if you can't handle this virus, make sure that you go out there and you get the vaccine, and I think you'll be better off that way.
All right. Well, Mr. Cash Time, KO, thank you so much for taking out some time to speak to us. I know that when we called you, you were in a different space because of Ushona, but I hope that this once again reinforces into all of us how short life is, how we should all live every day to the best of our abilities, to live our full potential, because that's what that man did. You know, he came here, he was just an actor, and he turned it all around, you know, himself and his wife. So maybe those are the lessons that we can take from him.
Absolutely, man. And may God protect our people. I know we've just come out of a crazy situation, even with the protests and everything. But
yes.
Let's come together as a nation and help each other heal, and there's a better tomorrow, man.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we can't wait to see what you have for us next.
Same to you, man.
Bye.
This is a Vuma 103 podcast.